Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are looking at the issues around the judge president. We are joined this morning by Mbekezeli Benjamin, researcher at Judges Matter. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm not going to ask you for your new Kit Kat slogan now that they've recalled them.
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners.
So, okay, we're going to have to be a little bit more serious because we are talking about serious issues, and it is a very serious issue. You know, I was watching the questions yesterday. I kept going back thinking of the whole American situation where they were looking at sexual misconduct. It's just, I don't know. I mean, obviously these conversations are important, but at the same time, it's an opportunity to discredit people. What's your thoughts around the process at the moment?
Well, so far, until yesterday, the process was actually quite good in terms of the kinds of questions that were asked of the candidates. All of them were given an opportunity to cast their vision for the judiciary and what it is that they'll bring to ensure that the judiciary performs much better than it currently does. So overall, that was good. But yesterday, you're quite right to say there was a sort of a startling moment where a bombshell allegations were put to one of the candidates, that is Gauteng Judge President Dunstan Mlambo. Now, our issue is that usually the JSC follows a pretty streamlined process. When there's an objection filed, the objection is put to the candidate, he or she replies in writing, and then the commissioners ask questions based on that response. But yesterday, there seemed to be an ambush, and that's why that question was disallowed.
So, was he aware of it? Was he aware that this was going to come up?
Well, from what he said, that he was not given any indication that this was going to come up in the interview, and more importantly, he wasn't given an opportunity to respond beforehand. So he was responding on the spot, which I think is why it became problematic.
And also this whole vague thing about rumors, you know, surely if there's a case and if there's an incident, it needs to be substantiated. It can't just be, well, you know, there's talk of this. It's very, very hard to defend yourself against talk of, you know, that's non-specific.
Yes, and I think he did say that it could possibly be gossip because lawyers are known for as the biggest gossip. But at the same time, though, allegations of this nature are difficult to bring forward, first of all, and difficult to investigate. So it's a difficult position that I think he finds himself in, that he can't defend himself against faceless, nameless people who have not specified the details of the allegations.
What is likely to happen now following this? Well, I'm not even sure if it is a bombshell, because I can't decide if it is. Just because it's raised as a question doesn't mean, I mean, it is a bombshell because it's going to take, it's going to, you know, when you have any whisper, I think the word whisper was used, if you have any whisper of sexual impropriety, everything else disappears. That's just the way our brains are, and that's all we focus on. So this is going to be the biggest issue for him now.
Well, not necessarily. Look, it was a startling moment in the interview, but overall, I did think that he gave a really good interview. Earlier in the interview, he spoke about his vision for the judiciary, and I think most of the commissioners interrogated him on that issue. And even when, I think later towards the end of the interview, when the issue of the allegations was brought up again, he dealt with them straight on to say, look, I've tried to investigate, I've tried all I could, I've asked everyone that could possibly know anything about it, and no one had come forward. And I think the JSC moved on from that and dealt with the real issues about how will he promote access to justice, how will he infuse more technology into the judiciary, how will he improve the efficiency of the constitutional court, ensuring that it hands down judgments in a reasonable time. So I think overall his interview was good, and it was focused on the real issues about what a chief justice should do and what he will do once appointed, if possible. So I think overall his interviews was focused on the sort of significant issues, but of course that issue was also in that mix.
How concerned do we need to be about political interference, where we know that we've got this disparity with, or this chasm within the ANC itself, RET versus the other ANC, I don't know how else to describe it, where we know that there are agendas that are going to be played out during this process? Is it a real factor? Does it exist? Is it something that we need to be concerned about as South Africans?
Look, at this stage, I don't think that we should. And of course, I'm not speaking as a political scientist, so maybe that's
no,
my
I
handicap.
Get that.
But what Judge Mlambo showed yesterday was that he, more than any other judge in South Africa, I can think, he's been under severe political pressure. And at points, his interview turned into a bit of a political drama. But he stood quite strong to say, look, these are the principles. This is how I decided my cases. If people have criticism, yes, they can criticize this. I welcome it. But this is how I viewed the law, and we took the decision that we believe was right. And that was an important signal to see a judge speaking confidently, speaking back to politicians, pushing back at narratives that are damaging to the judiciary, and also highlighting the threat that judges have been under due to the what he called the toxic political environment in which the judiciary finds itself in. So I think we can sleep a little bit better knowing that there are people like Judge Mlambo in the judiciary, because he seemed to be an upright person who stood up for the judiciary.
Absolutely.
But of course, we have to remain vigilant that people shouldn't be using places like the Judicial Service Commission to try and push their own political agenda.
Absolutely right. Very well said, Mbeka Zili Benjamin, researcher at Judges Matter, keeping us up to date about the process. Thank you, as always. It has just gone 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.